My name is Wilson Sayre. Yep, Wilson. My parents decided to embrace the Southern tradition of giving a family name to their firstborn daughter, and so Wilson it was. I don't remember being told Woodrow Wilson was my great-great-grandfather. It was just a fact I grew up with. That fact hung in the stairwell of my parents' home in the form of a framed poster from Wilson's re-election campaign. The president would look through his pince-nez glasses, down his long angular nose, and at me, his namesake. At some point, I started to wonder, who is this guy? When my mom found a trunk of letters packed by the president's son-in-law, she sent them off to Woodrow Wilson's presidential library in Stanton, Virginia, so they could be properly preserved. But I wanted to read them. So I spent the summer before my senior year of high school brushing dust off envelopes, deciphering what seemed like archaic forms of cursive, and getting to know my ancestors. The letters were mostly exchanges between Woodrow Wilson's daughter, Jessie, my great-grandmother, and Frank Sayre, her husband. Here's what I found.
February 3rd, 1913. Frank. As usual, our family was scattered this morning in all directions, to five different cities on four different trains.
July 5th, 1917. Jessie, a beautiful moon has made the nights perfect. Although I prefer a foggy and rainy night like tonight on account
of submarines. May 15th, 1913. Frank. This is Mother's birthday and the day of the dance. Last night on the Mayflower was really great fun. After dinner, we went out in gay lantern-decorated boats with a band and glided about on the still water.
Where's the political intrigue, the drama, the family secrets? Where's the president, the one who matters? A sense of duty got me through about half of the letters. Then one day, the director of the library asked what I was finding. Nothing historically important, I told him. So he put me in touch with somebody who had his finger on the pulse of what was historically important, A. Scott Berg. Berg is a Pulitzer Prize-winning author, and he was in his seventh year of writing his biography of Woodrow Wilson. I recently asked him to read what he emailed me back then.
People often ask me to tell them something surprising that I've discovered about Woodrow Wilson. Well, I say, you'd probably be shocked to know that Woodrow Wilson wrote some of the most passionate love letters ever written. So there, for example, what most historians might consider the least, quote, important of Wilson's archives reveals so much of the man who would then proceed to make the, quote, more important history. In short, almost anything constitutes valuable historical evidence.
I was 17 and sort of confused about getting an email from this big deal author. I must have read it a dozen times. But then I began to see things about a world I had known nothing about. A nation racked by war, a family separated by violence, brought together by peace, communing over the difficult questions of life. I began to see the names on those pages as the family they were, my family, with all the good and bad that gets passed down. When I go home now and look at Woodrow Wilson's campaign poster, below the stare and the glasses and the nose, I've begun to see a little hint of smile and some color on his cheeks. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.